knows where, who knows where. But I'm strong, strong enough to carry him. He ain't heavy.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee, and I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Welcome to Alive. This is Claire here, and thank you once again for joining me. Now, we have a special guest in the studio. We have a lovely young woman, Hayley Walton, from Maryland, from the US. So, hi, Hayley.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's an absolute pleasure. This girl is, well, the young woman is absolutely gorgeous. So, she was more than happy to keep me company tonight. Now, of course, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that my darling co-host Gary passed away a few months ago. And every time I like to ask you to say some prayers for his soul. And if you so feel, and maybe even have Mass said for him, that would be greatly appreciated. I have to tell you a little funny story, though. Two of my five grandchildren knew Gary very well. That's Maria, she's 8, and John Paul is 5. And they absolutely adored Gary. Gary is a big kid. If you knew him, he was a bit of a crazy man. But he used to love chasing my grandchildren around the house and making them squeal and shriek, and all the adults would throw their hands up in the air and try and get him to stop. But the more you did that, the more he loved it. So, of course, children absolutely adore this. And I had a lot to do with Gary, of course, every week, and he was a regular visitor to our home. So these two children absolutely loved him. I remember one time I actually brought them to the studio. I was babysitting, big mistake, and Gary was running around the studio in and out of the desks and shrieking. And I mean, it was just total chaos. I never did that again. But anyway, the children were very, very sad when they heard that Gary had died. And 2 weeks ago, John Paul, who's 5, he came out to my daughter, Briar, and he said, I saw Gary last night, Mummy, and, oh, okay, he was in heaven with Jesus. And what was he doing, John Paul? He was praying the rosary. Now, if you know Gary, he actually wore a rosary around his neck, and he was always praying the rosary. So here's a little 5-year-old who adored this man and just came one morning, woke up, and told his mother. So I am sure Gary is in heaven, safe in the arms of Jesus. Mm. Now, yeah, what do you think?
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, gorgeous story, absolutely. So I can't quite believe that Gary's not here, and every time I come into the studio, it's difficult, but... But when you know somebody is in heaven, and I'm sure he is, you know, how can you be sad? So, Gary, in fact, I often pray to him, and I'm sure he answers my prayer. Now, over the last month or so, we have been programs on the two new saints in the church, the two latest saints. We've got Saint Jacinta and Saint Francesco, two little seers of Fatima. And so we've been talking about Jacinta, and I thought it's time to spend a bit of time talking about Francesco. He certainly, of the three children, was the one who pretty much kept into the background, and everyone sort of knew all about Jacinta and her heroic sacrifices. But certainly Francesco was not to be outdone either. He was just more happy to stay in the background, and he was more of a contemplative, I guess, you know, like the saints of old. So let's just go a little bit into his life. So he was born on the 11th of June 1908, and he died on the 4th of April 1919. He was the second youngest child of Olympia and Manuel Marto, better known as T. Marto. Now, Olympia had actually been married before. She was married to Jose Rosa, who was actually Maria Rosa, who was the mother of Lucia, her brother. So the children were actually doubly related through, they were cousins twice. It's quite weird, but they were. Anyway, he died, and so Olympia actually married Manuel, and Manuel was 4 years younger than Olympia. Now, he was quite, you'd probably call him a good catch, very, very handsome. He was a soldier back from the war. So he'd travelled, he'd seen the sights. He was considered to be the finest man in the district. Total integrity, total honesty. Everyone loved him, so he was a great man. Now, Olympia and Manuel went on to have 9 children of their own, and Francisco was the second youngest, and Jacinta was the youngest. So, from an early age, the two children absolutely loved cousin Lucia. Now, she at first found the children a little bit annoying. Jacinta was, on occasion, would, if she didn't get her own way, she'd pout and she'd sulk in the corner, and so she was a bit of a pain, actually, when she was very, very young. And Francisco was not competitive at all. So if you played games with him, he didn't really care whether he won or lost. So he wasn't much fun either. But as the children grew up a little bit, they always sought out Lucia's company, and she gradually really enjoyed playing with these two younger cousins, and the three of them became a little tight unit, and they did everything together. Now, we know in 1916 the three children were visited 3 times by the Angel of Peace, the Angel of Portugal, and that prayer that I said at the opening, "Oh my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee, and I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee." That is the first prayer that the angel taught them. And I absolutely love this prayer. And it's a bit like a mantra for me. I can be in adoration for an hour, and I can just pray that prayer for an hour. And I always add something at the end of it, actually, when it says, "And I pray for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee, especially in my own family." Because we all have family members who have fallen away from the faith, and of course we're all praying that they return to the fold. So these three children saw the angel 3 times, and on the final occasion, the angel appeared with, he was holding a chalice, and above the chalice was a host, just suspended above it with drops of blood dripping into the chalice. And then the angel left them in the air, and he prostrated himself in the ground, and he worshipped our Lord. Then he gave the host to Lucia, who first Holy Communion, and he gave the blood to the children, to Lucia and Francisco. Now the children, when the angel visited them, they said it always left them feeling exhausted. They weren't either happy or sad. It was just an incredible experience. They couldn't quite explain it. And it sort of, they never really felt the need to actually tell anybody. So they kept it a secret. However, the following year, on the 13th of May, when Our Lady appeared to the three children, they were so excited and so joyous after her apparition. Well, we all know what happened. Jacinta couldn't keep a secret in, and she rushed home and waited for her parents to come home from the market and leapt into her mother's arms. "Mummy, mummy, I've seen Our Lady." And, you know, of course, "Oh, yes, sure." But anyway, That apparition was a lovely one. Francisco couldn't see and he couldn't hear anything. So when he heard his sister and his cousin talking to something, he said throw rocks at it because he thought it was some sort of bad ogre or something. He just didn't know what on earth they were talking to. And so Our Lady said to Lucia, tell Francisco to say a few Hail Marys. And he did, and immediately he could see Our Lady. But in all of the six apparitions, Francisco never, ever heard a word that Our Lady said. Lucia always had to tell him what Our Lady had actually told the children. But this never bothered him. He wasn't worried about this. He was just very, very happy to see the lovely, beautiful lady. But on the first apparition, Our Lady said she's from heaven, and the children naturally asked, were they going to go there? And Our Lady said, yes, they would. But Francisco would have to pray lots of rosaries. So he really took this to heart. You would, where he was, he had his rosary beads. He was constantly praying the rosary. From that moment on, he really thought of nothing but going to heaven and praying. And Our Lady said that the children had to pray the rosary every day. And also, the children asked about two young girls who had died in the village recently. And Our Lady said, yes, one of them was in heaven, but the other one would be in purgatory to the end of time. And so this made a huge impression on the children. You know, what on earth had this lovely young girl done that she wasn't actually in heaven? And when Our Lady left the children that day, she opened her hands and light came out of her hands and embraced the three children. So in this light, the glory of God, the children were actually able to see our Lord. And from that moment on, Francisco fell in love with our Lord, and he couldn't do enough to console him, because Our Lady asked the children, are you willing to sacrifice to your God and to bear all of the sufferings that he wishes to send you in reparation for the sins whereby he is offended, and as intercession for the conversion of sinners? Well, the three children naturally said yes, but their sufferings certainly started from that point. So when Francisco heard that our Lord was very, very sad because of all the sins in the world, he took it upon himself to do everything he could and make every sacrifice and to pray continually to console our Lord. Nothing was too much trouble for this young boy. Now, in June the 13th, when Our Lady opened her hands, this time the light embraced Francisco and Jacinta, and their light went up to heaven with Our Lady, but the other light streamed down to the ground, and Lucia was in that light. And Our Lady explained that she would take the two youngest children soon, but Lucia would have to stay on earth a lot longer to promote the devotion to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. Now, in July, we all know that the children, when Our Lady opened her hands again, it went down into the earth, and for a few seconds the children actually had a vision of hell. And if Our Lady hadn't been standing beside them, they would have died in fright because of the terrible shapes and the demons and the crying people, and it was just horrific. Now, in August, the children were actually kidnapped by the mayor because he was a Freemason, and he'd been told by his fellow Freemasons, you know, shut this down, shut this nonsense down, this is ridiculous, it's getting out of hand. So he tricked the children and he kidnapped them, and he actually put them in prison, and which didn't do anything. He threatened the children that he was going to kill them and he was going to boil them in oil. But they were so courageous, you know, they just, one by one, they went into the room, and each time they started with Jacinta. She thought she was going to die, and Lucia said, whatever you do, do not tell the third secret. The next time it was Francisco's turn, he went into the room, absolutely convinced that they were going to die, but of course it was just a trick and nothing happened. Now, I'm going to stop for a moment because, of course, it's 3 o'clock and it's Divine Mercy time. So it's time for our prayer of Divine Mercy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for your sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Now this prayer is a very, very powerful prayer, particularly when you're with someone who is dying. There are great promises attached to this prayer. Now, Gary was a great defender of life, and every week he would go and stand with another group of like-minded people, about half a dozen men, and they would stand opposite Greenland and just pray there quietly for a couple of hours every Wednesday. And there's also a group that prays opposite the abortion mill in Eden Court and Dominion Road. So there's certainly a lot of people who are doing very good things for the pro-life movement. Now, if you're pregnant and worried, you can always contact Family Life International. So that's 0800 for life, 0800 for life. They're an incredible organisation based in Mount Roskill, and they can meet all of your needs. So do not be worried. There's a friendly voice on the end of the phone if you want counselling, or if you need actual physical things like, you know, cots and nappies and clothes, absolutely in abundance. And even sometimes they can find accommodation. So just give them a ring, 0800 for life. Okay, let's get back to Francisco. He's such a gorgeous young man. Now, prior to this, as I said, he was quite a quiet, reserved boy, but he loved playing his flute. So while Jacinta and Lucia loved to dance, particularly Jacinta, and she was very, very good at it, Francisco would play the flute, and he would just spend hours sitting on the village wall beside his house and just playing away to himself. But he had a very tender heart. For example, he came across a young boy who was being very, very mean to this bird, torturing it, really. And so Francisco offered, you know, what can I do to stop you doing this? And so he offered some money, and he didn't have much money. He was only a little young boy, and he sent his brother quickly home to get this 2 coins that he had, and he gave it to the this tormentor and got the bird and then just let it go free. So once he decided that it was his job to console our Lord, he would often go off when the children were playing, and they were so busy playing and dancing and doing their, you know, picking flowers and whatever they were doing, they didn't notice that he'd gone off for a couple of hours, and said to him and couldn't find him. He would never answer. Then they'd go behind a rock just beside them, and basically he was lying prostrate, and he was almost in a trance, praying for hours in prayer, and he'd forgotten the time, he couldn't hear anything, and it was just about consoling our Lord. He was very, very distraught when the children, Francisco and Jacinta, went to make their first Holy Communion. They'd been schooled up very, very well. Lucia had taught them a lot of catechism, so had Maria Rosa and Olympia. And Jacinta did very well, and she was able to do her confession and receive the Eucharist. But Francisco got a bit jumbled. He made a few mistakes in answering some of the questions, and so he was held back for a year. Even though his sister, who was 2 years younger, was able to do it, he was beside himself, because that's really all he wanted to do. He wanted to receive our Lord, and he wanted to go to heaven. So you can imagine he was really, really sad about this. And he absolutely loved the hidden Jesus. The children went to school. Eventually, Our Lady had asked Lucia to go to school and learn to read and write. And so when a school opened up in the village, because up until then they were just illiterate country children, but Francisco thought there was no point. He knew that he was going to go to heaven. So on the way to school, he wouldn't go to school. He would stop off at the church. He would spend the whole day on his knees in prayer, praying and trying to console our Lord. And then at the end of the day, Lucia and Jacinta would stop by, pick him up, and he would go home. Some very wealthy ladies once asked him, "What do you want to be when you're a man?" He said, "Nothing." You know, "Don't you want to be a doctor?" "No." "Don't you want to be a builder?" "No." And they had this whole list of things that they asked him. Well, what do you want to do?" "Nothing." "Well, what on earth?" And he said, "Well, I just want to go to heaven and be with our Lord." And of course, you know, mere mortals, they can't really understand that sort of thing. And we're so in love with Our Lady and our Lord, that's really all they wanted to do. They were quite happy when they got sick, because they knew that this was a step closer to their final goal of seeing our Lord. Okay, we're going to, we've run out of time as always, and we're going to finish the program with our lovely song, "He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother."
The road is long. My brother.